It's beautiful.
Oh, Allie, not that one. This one.
That's somebody's garbage.
I'm taking it home.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Because God only knows who sat in that chair. It's probably disease-ridden.
Allie, it's a chair.
We are not the kind of people that go through other people's garbage.
I'm going to restuff it, reupholster it, and refinish it. It's going to look gorgeous.
It's going to be expensive.
I'll do it myself.
It's going to be ugly.
Trust me.
Okay, but if anybody asks, we bought it.
How much did we pay for it?
A lot.
So much.
Upstairs. I can't believe I lost my wallet.
It's not in your coat.
It's not in your purse, Al.
It's not under the sink.
What would Mom's wallet be doing under the sink?
How should I know?
How much money were you carrying?
No money, just credit cards. 16 credit cards.
You can cancel your credit cards, Mom.
Do you know how long it takes to get new credit cards? It takes weeks.
Well, you can live without them for a few weeks.
Oh, Emma, you are so young.
Hi.
Kate, I lost my wallet.
Oh, no. Where were you when you lost it?
New York City.
What was the last place you remember using it?
On the bus coming home.
Remember when I lost my lunchbox on the bus, Mom, and the bus driver turned it into the lost and found?
Right, but the transit authority's probably closed. I'll call tomorrow morning.
You better cancel those credit cards. I know the central number. I remember it all too well.
But what if they find your wallet in the morning?
Realistically, how much could someone charge between now and 8 a.m.?
2 first-class tickets to Hawaii, dinner for 12 at Lutes, 1985 Jaguar.
Give me the phone.
I can't watch this.
Me neither.
Hello, I'd like to cancel my credit cards. But only if someone charges something between now and 8 a.m. If tomorrow I find out that they're not really missing, we'll just pretend this phone call never happened, okay? She won't do it.
No kidding.
She says I either cancel them or I don't cancel them.
Cancel them, Allie.
The name is Allie Lowell. Cancel them. I understand. Do you want them alphabetized or according to use? Macy's, Gimbel's, MasterCard, Visa, Diners Club, Sears, Bloomingdale's, Saks. Oh, my life is flashing before me.
Hi. Miss Lowell? Oh, she'll just be a minute. She's on the phone.
At American Express. Yes, cancel them. Everyone.
Miss Lowell?
Yes?
Miss Allie Lowell?
Yes?
I got your wallet.
No!
Usually they thank me.
Thank you. She's been under a lot of pressure. Come on, I'll get us some coffee.
Where did you find it?
I didn't find it. Listen, you were pickpocketed by a couple of street punks. We ran them down.
I was pickpocketed?
Yeah.
You ran them down?
Oh, not me. I don't run so good. No, I run the runners. Natalie Bernstein. Conti's Commandos.
You a rock group?
No. We're a neighborhood watch group.
Conti, I've heard of him. Isn't he running for something?
Yeah, state legislature. But you mark my words, someday he's going to be president. Here, wear a button. Here, here, read the literature.
I hear he's pretty good.
He's better than pretty good. Miss Lowell, you're not wearing your button.
Oh, I'm not very political. I always voted the way Charles told me to vote.
Well, I got nothing against Charles.
You don't know him.
But I do know a nice way for you to show your appreciation. Come down to Conti headquarters, huh? Do a little work.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Good. Excellent. You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Do you think the computer had time to cancel my credit cards?
In a flash.
Do you think I could ever talk them out of it?
No.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Allie, this is a test, even for you.
Hello, this is Allie Lowell. How are you?
That's good. I have just been informed that someone using my name has canceled my credit card.
Brilliant.
Now, since this person was an imposter, I'm sure there'll be no problem rectifying the situation, now will there?
This should be on That's Incredible.
I see. May I speak with your supervisor, please?
You
are the supervisor.
Trouble in paradise.
Well, if you can cancel 16 credit cards, why can't you cancel just one phone call?
Don't grovel, Ellie.
Well, unplug the computer. I'm speaking to you as a human being. You remember human beings, don't you? They're the ones with heart and compassion and common decency.
Yeah, but not in your case.
Nice try.
Well, what do you think, Allie?
Well, it certainly is busy.
Here's your desk.
I get my own desk?
While you're sitting there, it's your desk. Now, here's what you do. See, these are stuck, right? You seal them. You put a mailing label on. You put a stamp on. You put them in the box. Think you can handle that?
I am practically a college graduate, Natalie.
Good. When you finish these, there are plenty more.
I'm Rosie Perino, and you're...
Allie Lowell.
Well, it's nice to have you aboard, Allie.
Thank you.
By the way, they've invented this new thing. It's called a sponge. Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Jonathan.
Hey, Rosie. What's my schedule?
You have a fundraiser on Cornelia Street 20 minutes ago.
Oh, how could I forget? Rubber chicken and canned peas at 20 bucks a plate. Hey, who's the new player on the team?
Jonathan Conti, I'd like you to meet a volunteer from the neighborhood, Allie Lowell.
I drafted her.
You got great taste, Natalie. Well, welcome aboard, Allie. You know, it's women like you that make America great and campaigning bearable.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I hope to see a lot of you around the office. You can make a difference around here. A big difference.
Jonathan, if I could have your attention, there's a $5,000 campaign contribution came in.
Yeah, who's it from?
Michael Kilgore and Associates.
Oh, send it back.
Send it back? Why?
Rosie, Michael Kilgore is a developer who gives scum a bad name. I'd rather hustle $5,001 contributions from his tenants than owe him the time of day.
Way to go, Jonathan!
Oh, Natalie, if only you could vote twice.
Your fundraiser.
Oh, so I'll eat cold chicken. Well, we just met and I have to be going. But I'll be back. So, fight the good fight, huh? And, keep it clean, huh?
Who was that masked man?
Hi.
Hi, Allie. It's after 11.
Campaign volunteers' work is never done. Oh, Kate, I have never felt so fulfilled.
What did you do?
Well, I'm considered the rookie on the staff, so I don't really have anything important to do yet, but...
So what'd you do?
Jonathan thinks I could make a big difference.
Jonathan. What did you do?
Well, I organized some literature. I handled some mail, expedited some hands-on material.
You stuffed envelopes.
Yes, but Jonathan thinks I have a lot to offer the campaign, so I doubt that I'll be doing menial work for long.
Good.
Oh, Kate, I never understood how important it was to get him elected. He really cares, and he's honest, scrupulously honest. Jonathan Conti is an inspiration.
That cute, huh?
Well, so long, everybody.
Good night. Hey, Natalie.
Allie, what are you doing?
Oh, well, I finished that stapling you wanted me to do, and I thought I'd just tidy up a bit.
We call it filing.
Well, I'll just go back to my desk and sit.
Allie?
Yeah?
While you were tidying, did you happen to come across Jonathan's nuclear freeze speech?
Oh, yeah, I filed it.
Where?
Under S.
S?
Yeah, speech, nuclear. Did I do something wrong?
No, we'll just file it under O for odd. You didn't file anything else, did you?
No, I'm sorry, Rosie. No, forget it.
How about you do a box of labels?
Hi. Hi, you want to do some labels?
Not particularly, no. I just came by to see if you would join me at home for dinner with our kids.
Oh, by all means, go home. I'm leaving. Everybody else left already.
Well, I haven't finished with my labels.
That's all right. They can keep.
Come on.
Okay. Jonathan, do you need anything before I go?
You're going.
Home. Yes, home. Remember home, that place you go when you're not working. Now, what do you need?
I need two good nights' sleep in a row.
Would you take a cup of coffee?
Yeah, thank
good. You. Nice candidate.
Yeah, and he's brilliant, too.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, Jonathan, I'd like you to meet Kate McArdle, my housemate, Jonathan Conti.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How's the speech going?
If it were going well, I wouldn't be out here.
Jonathan, I made some notes, just some thoughts I had after doing some reading and some research. I thought you might want to take a look at them, but you don't have to if you don't want to. I can just throw them.
No, I'm sure Jonathan would love to see them. Night, all. Oh,
good night. Thanks, Allie.
Now I understand those late hours. He's gorgeous.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Kate. My interest in Jonathan is purely political.
I'll bet.
It is.
Allie, the last political thing that interested you was Jacqueline Kennedy's hats.
Well, it's time I took more of an active interest in
men.
Hey, Allie. Allie, this stuff about honesty is terrific. Let me get the rest of my notes. If you have no place to go, I could, well, I really need you.
He needs me.
I heard. Look, I'll explain everything to the kids. Well, almost everything.
Oh, shut up. You heard him. He needs me.
I know, and it's late. He's alone. It's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it.
Okay, we need an ending. It's time. No. I've always felt. No. Hey, a lot you know. Let's see. I think it's time to take a giant step forward to a time when a man means what he says.
That's a giant step backward.
That's very good. It's time to take a giant step backwards to a time when a man meant what he said. And you can believe me when I say...
And I mean it when I say...
Oh, yeah, and I mean it when I say that when I go to Albany, I won't forget you. No, no. I won't forget who sent me here. No. When I go to Albany...
You're going with me.
It's time to take a giant step backwards to a time when a man meant what he said. And I mean it when I say that when I go to Albany, you're gone with me. Huh?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's better than fantastic. It's finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm not.
Your speech is great.
Oh, the speech is great. It was the kiss that left something to be desired.
Oh, I better go, Jonathan.
Why, I kiss that bad?
No, no, you kiss great, but you campaign even better. I better leave you to your work.
Hey, I'm finished. Huh? I'm going home to an empty apartment. I only wish it weren't empty.
You're
trying to think of a way to say yes?
I'm trying to think of a way to say no. There, I've said it.
Why?
Well, my kids are waiting for me.
Hey, we've got each other.
No, I better go.
Well, do I at least get a rain check?
Maybe. Good night, Jonathan. I'm home.
Hi, how'd it go?
Fine. Kate, I'm seriously considering having a relationship with someone. How cold is it in Albany?
Allie, before you pack your mucklucks, tell me what happened.
We struggled with the speech, and when it was finished, we flew triumphantly into each other's arms, like in a movie, and then he kissed me, Kate.
That must have been some kiss.
All I know is that there were four lips involved, and they were all very busy.
What happened?
Well, he begged me to stay.
Begged you?
Uh-huh.
Then what?
Then he begged me to go.
Go where?
His place.
Did you go?
Am I there?
So you interpret this one kiss as an invitation to Albany?
I did not misread his intentions. He wants me. Jonathan Conti, maverick, defender of the defenseless, champion of the people, wants me.
Allie, I don't want to rain on your inaugural parade. But you really weren't gone that long.
Ah, but I could have been.
Okay, listen up, everyone. We've got a schedule and a half here. Manny, get on this press release pronto.
You got it, Rosie.
And Natalie, triple check this list of endorsements. And Allie, why don't you organize that list of telephone numbers?
I won't be available today.
You're here, aren't you?
Yes, but I'll probably be working a lot closer with the candidate. He'll be needing a personal assistant.
Oh, will he?
Yes, we've developed a kind of rapport, a meshing of the minds. It's sort of like a communion.
Well, you don't have to explain it to me.
Thank you for understanding.
Manny, you take these.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. The candidate isn't seeing anyone right now. He's working on his speech.
He'll see me.
If you give me your name, I can see what I can do.
Conti. June Conti.
The candidate's sister.
The candidate's wife.
Your wife's here!
Vegetables more than I do.
Hi, gang. Chinese spare ribs.
Hi, Mom.
What are you doing home, Elle? What's she doing home?
We don't know. She won't tell us.
I thought she'd still be down at campaign headquarters.
She got home before we did. I think she quit.
Guys, you think we could be alone for a minute?
Hey, we live here, too.
Consider it a bribe.
Great.
Did something happen down at the campaign?
Nothing happened. Phones rang, mail came in, press releases went out. It was a day just like any other day, a day that will live in infamy.
What happened?
I found out something about Jonathan Conti that makes it impossible for me to continue my support of his candidacy, that's all.
What? What did you find out?
That he's trash.
Trash?
Married trash.
Ouch.
And to think I came that close. Oh, how could a man like that be worthy of the public trust?
Why? What else did you find out?
What else? What else is there?
Well, Allie, I know the man came on to you, but what does that have to do with his campaign?
Everything. He is not fit to hold public office.
A man kisses you and he's not fit to hold public office?
You cheat on your wife, you cheat on your country.
Well, not necessarily. They say that Thomas Jefferson had illegitimate children, and George Washington slept everywhere.
You're talking ancient history.
Well, I read that Grover Cleveland had a baby with his mistress while he was still mayor of Buffalo.
Not the Grover Cleveland that's on the $1,000 bill.
I'm surprised he had time to pose for the portrait.
Jonathan Conti is not Grover Cleveland. And you don't have to be a sleaze to be a fine politician. Truman married his high school sweetheart.
And FDR married his cousin. And supposedly died in his lover's arms. Eleanor still campaigned for him.
I am not Eleanor Roosevelt.
Allie, I'm on your side, but let's be realistic. There are stories about JFK, LBJ, even Jimmy Carter lusted in his heart. And what about Ike?
Not Ike.
Yeah, I saw it on TV with Lee Remick.
Ike had an affair with Lee Remick?
Oh, Allie, she was in the movie. The point is that a lot of them fool around.
Nixon didn't.
That may have been the problem.
Jonathan Conte is a sleaze bucket.
Well, maybe he's trying to build up his constituency, one woman at a time.
Kate.
Allie. Fame and power are aphrodisiacs. Women throw themselves at these guys. You'd have to be a saint to say no every time.
I wanted him to be a saint.
Wouldn't it be better if he was a good leader? A man of the people? Someone who's committed to actually doing what he says he's gonna do?
Well, I know he's that. He cares.
So?
Are you absolutely sure about Ike?
Okay, here are the assignments for tomorrow. Well, look who's back.
Hey, Rosie, would you check these out in the office? Allie.
Mr. Conte, I'm not here to socialize. I'm just here to finish my work. I want you to know that I will vote for you, but I can no longer work for you.
I'm sorry you're upset.
I'm not upset.
I'm glad.
No matter how you conduct your private affairs, I want you to know that I believe that you belong in the State House, and I hope you and Mrs. Conte enjoy Albany.
Look, about the other night, if I came on a little too strong, a little too aggressive, well, it's only because I'm very attracted to you, Allie. But you can sense that, can't you? I mean, I'm a man who appreciates a beautiful woman. Sense of humor, keen intelligence, style.
Style?
I only hope you didn't misread my intentions.
I didn't.
Well, good. Then perhaps we could have a drink. No one need know about it. I'm very discreet.
Yeah, I bet that's what Ike said to Lee Remick. Good night, Jonathan.
And I mean it when I say, when I go to Albany, you're gone with me.
I wrote that.
You helped him win.
I'm glad he won. I really am.
So am I. You're being a good sport about the cell.
Well, the thing is, I don't blame him.
No.
If anything, I blame myself. I mean, you don't blame a rabbit getting caught in a trap, do you? The lateness of the hour, the intensity of the work, the intimacy. My style and humor and grace. And I mean, how can anybody resist for that long?
I don't know.
I tend to forget how helpless a man becomes in the presence of a woman.
Yeah. Still have his picture in your wallet?
No.
Let me see.
No.
You do still have it.
All right, I'll get rid of it.
You have a picture of a married man in your wallet.
Kate, I lost my wallet.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.